From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Egyptian security officials say that 305 people and more have been killed by suspected Islamic militants in an attack on a mosque in northern Sinai Peninsula. This man was at the mosque when the attack took place.
It's very sad. It's pathetic. It's unhumanitarian. It doesn't represent any sort of Islamic principles or Islamic faith. Islam doesn't allow anyone to kill anyone to harm.
No group has claimed responsibility. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi vowed the attack will not go unpunished. President Donald Trump reacted to the violence, calling it a horrible and cowardly terrorist attack on innocent and defenseless people. The President Trump has told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan the U.S. will no longer supply weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria. Ankara considers the YPG a terrorist organization linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. They have been fighting Turkey since 1984 in a conflict that has left about 40,000 people dead. The U.S. sees the Syrian Kurds as the best fighting force combating the Islamic State. Three flights carrying humanitarian aid and aid workers have arrived in Sana'a, Yemen's capital. The aid is the first allowed in the country in nearly 3 years, weeks following a blockade that was imposed by the Saudi-led coalition that had closed air, land, and sea access to Yemen in response to a missile attack by Iran-backed Houthi rebels near the Saudi capital of Riyadh. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's first new leader in nearly four decades has taken office, replacing Robert Mugabe, who ruled the country for 37 years and was forced to resign as president earlier in the week. More from VOA's Anita Powell in Zimbabwe's capital.
Zimbabwe's new leader was sworn in Friday in a pomp-filled, exuberant ceremony filled with music, dancing, dignitaries, and promises from new president Emmerson Mnangagwa.
I, Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, swear that as President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful to Zimbabwe and obey, uphold, and defend the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe.
President Mnangagwa won't have time to rest on his laurels and celebrate winning the job he clearly eyed for decades while serving as Mugabe's right-hand man. He will serve out the remainder of Mugabe's term, which is slated to end in mid-2018. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
Four UN peacekeepers and a Malian soldier were killed and 21 others injured in two attacks on peacekeepers in Mali. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned the outrageous attacks and warned that targeting UN peacekeepers may constitute war crimes and lead to sanctions. London police found no casualties Friday after investigating reports of shots fired at a busy subway station. Police initially responded as if the incident were terror-related, but later said they have not located any trace of any suspects, evidence of shots fired, or casualties. Armed and unarmed officers had been on the scene working along with colleagues from British Transport Police, which said a woman sustained a minor injury while leaving the area. The North Korean nuclear crisis has a new negotiator. That's Pyongyang's longtime ally, Cuba. And Pope Francis heads to Myanmar and Bangladesh with the international community upset about Myanmar's crackdown on Rohingya Muslims, calling it ethnic cleansing. The Pope has defined his papacy by frequent denunciations of injustice committed against refugees. Observers say he likely will speak out strongly against the Rohingya plight. China is cutting import tariffs on a range of consumer goods amid pressure from the United States, Europe, and other governments for better access to its growing domestic market. That move announced this Saturday comes as Beijing tries to spur economic growth driven by consumer spending instead of trade and investment. The cuts take effect December 1st and would reduce import tariffs on some goods by as much as two-thirds. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.